Well, Callum, congratulations, back to winning ways.
Yeah, that's important that we put points on when we can. I thought we were really, really good, really happy with the performance, particularly pleased with the result. But I think got to take the opportunity to congratulate the players on what's been an outstanding start to the season at home. It's something we targeted, spoke about it since the end of last season. We didn't get the points return here. I don't know if we put the performances on here really that we wanted, and we've done that to have 7 points from the 9 available, 3 clean sheets, 3 really pleasing performances. I think we've looked a threat in every game, and I think really we should have 9 points from the home games. So really, really pleased with that. I think that's important. It's something we wanted to add. I get, look, it's not been the start to the season that certainly I envisaged, that we wanted. That's the challenge. It is a season. It's 46 games. It's cup games. There's moments of adversity. I'm pleased with the performances on the main. It's difficult to say that after you get beat, because you can come across as really naive, but certainly when we haven't scored in a couple of the games, I understand that. But the performances, we look in a very different place than we were sort of 12 months ago. And if I've got one regret, worked really hard in the summer to build some enthusiasm and generate some momentum for the season ahead. Perhaps should have spent more time externally putting out the challenges that we're facing. Of we overachieved to a playing budget last year. We aren't necessarily a club that everyone had said nailed on to be third. We have a massive fan base. We're trying to improve on the pitch all the time. We can't just turn up and we'll finish third. We aren't going to have 21 unbeaten games away. That is, like I said on Saturday, if we're going to be compared to that standard and be held to that, we'll fail. This season is a new challenge. The ambition is probably more of an aim now. It isn't something that we're scared of speaking about. We want to get promoted. But we've got to accept there's going to be moments of difficulty even in the most successful of seasons. It certainly was last year. I remember, I feel a lot better than I do standing here 12 months ago. And certainly in the build-up to today's game, felt a lot, as much as I referred to it as a must-win. I think the Curzon-Ashton away game last August Bank Holiday really was. So that's probably my biggest regret. Of we've had some challenges during pre-season. There's a massive challenge facing the players, facing the club, because we've got aims that we want to achieve. You know, if we achieve them, there's going to be bumps, speed bumps along the way, challenges, really difficult moments. Ours has come at the start of the season and we've still found a way to get points. I'd say that reflects really well on the players, and I congratulate them on a terrific start in the 3 home games.
It's always easier to win games of football when you score early doors. Was that a message you gave to the players? Start fast?
We've never been beaten when we've scored first. That's the reality. Every time in however many games I've managed at this club, when we've scored first in a 90 minute game, we haven't been beaten. That is the reality. So yeah, you're right. But statistically, it's been proven as well. Just think, we've been on the wrong side of fine margins, and today, really, one of those really annoying, well worked short free kicks has resulted in a goal. And then I was really pleased with sort of how we've asserted ourselves. And on another day, I think the goalkeeper's made 3 or 4 outstanding saves. And we've got to be pleased to have played an unbeaten side. Probably on the outside, people might perceive have had a better start than us and perhaps have a little bit more confidence. The players are really, really calm. I'm really calm when I come and speak to you. It's been a tough couple of weeks, certainly been a tough 48 hours, because it hurts when you don't win games. But the reality is, I felt the energy in the stadium today on the pitch. I thought the fans were absolutely magnificent. Absolutely magnificent for the backing for the team. I felt that. I really, really felt that. And that support for what we're trying to do and what the group is trying to do. And like I keep saying, I'm going to keep sort of repeating it with every question you ask me. It will never be all smiles. And certainly if you want all smiles, you, as a manager, you don't manage yesterday. You've got to accept there's massive expectation and massive pressure. But that's where we want to be. We want to have that momentum, that enthusiasm, that belief in what we're doing. But there's also some realities of it'll never all go to plan. And I think this is only the third time we've lost consecutive games in however many games that is in a 12-month period. I take a massive compliment that the standards that we've set, that really is not the norm. That for us to lose games back-to-back can, on the outside, look like we're not at it, and we can be disappointed. The fact that we can be disappointed that only 3 times we've lost back-to-back games. I'm really, really proud of the players and what they're doing. Our moment of adversity, over 6 games, we're 3 points off where we wanted to be. It's very, very important that next time out, over the 6-game block, we, or maybe not the next one, or the one after, we start hitting our targets, but then we need to find those 3 points, and you can see the smile on my face, more than ready for the challenge.
easy to think about, obviously, making loads of changes after two quick games like that in the space of 48 hours. I know you've got injury issues as well, but you brought back Elliot Whitehouse and obviously he gave you a reward with 5 minutes.
Yeah, there's two sides to it. The bank holiday games are really, really challenging, particularly at this level. We're not in a place where we can make loads of changes. I thought what was important today was to put out what I feel is probably our most experienced 11 and certainly what's available, and players that really understand what's required. And I think you have that. We've been able to get the skipper out there for the two starts over the weekend. But in the same way, on the one hand, you feel you're playing against 10 men. Obviously, it must be easy to play against 10 men, because I'm sure if a Premier League side were to play against 10 men, they'd win, wouldn't they? There's no way. You know, playing against 10 men must be really easy. But the reality is that it's Monday. We played on Saturday. It gave us the opportunity to manage the game. If anything, I probably should have been a little bit braver in making some changes for players that have really gone through it over the weekend. But we wanted to make sure we got the result and didn't want to make loads of changes. Elliot came back in, really pleased the performance on Saturday, wanted to build from that. But for us, that on the one hand, you almost want to really, really go for it and think, right, we're playing against 10 men, we're at home. And then you go, we played 48 hours ago physically. I think you see the bank holiday games are mental, aren't they? It was all like the Christmas games, the Easter games. And physically, we've been in a really good place. And like I say, it's 3 points that we're certainly pleased with.
And a nice moment for George Glendon back on the score sheet.
One of my favourite moments here. One of my favourite moments. And there's been some brilliant ones here at this club over the last however many years. I know how hard he's worked. I know how hard the medical team have worked. I can only imagine it isn't just George, people around George and what it is. And I thought we all really, really enjoyed it. And I could not be more pleased for him. I've said it a lot, don't want to embarrass him. He's been brilliant for me. When you come into a role and what you demand of your senior players, there's a group of them, there's five of them that form a leadership group that are really, really strong, really committed to the cause and really determined to do well. George has had to play his part of that, not on the pitch for the first 12 months of sort of my time here. Now seeing what he's about on the pitch, and I keep saying it to people, do you remember how good he is?
I bet you were worried when he played about 2 minutes with no boot.
Yeah, I noticed that. It was mad, wasn't it? And it just carried on, and then people kept passing him the ball as well. It was like I say, bank holiday football's mental, but for George, I think it was important that goal is part of a victory as well. Otherwise, it isn't such a special moment. But yeah, very, very pleased for him, and it's important that we got him back out on the pitch from the start and trust him. If he'd have had his way, he'd have been playing and playing and playing. I think the medical team have been unbelievable for how they've managed him, and I'm glad that today he got that moment where. There must have been some tough moments along the way when you come back from that type of injury, and I think you're probably dreaming of when you get to score that goal. And wasn't a typical George Glendon goal, was it? A header in the box. But was really, really pleased for him and pleased for the group. You can see how close they are. You can see, and we feel that, and I felt that in the stadium today. From my point of view, I felt that between the supporters, the team. We know where we're going to go. There's certainly no worries here.
Well done today.
Cheers, thank you.